My friends, sometime living out here in Western Washington with all the insanity in King County and Seattle, we get a little, shall we just say, in our own echo chamber about what's going on here. We have our blinders on to what's going on in the rest of the state. And it's a very, very, very big state. So that's something I have to apologize to my audience for. No more, I say. We will be focusing on things that happen in the rest of the state because a lot of you don't live in Seattle. A lot of you don't live in King County. We want to make sure we bring you all the news from our local area. And as I say all the time, the Seattle stupidity spreads. The insanity of the anti-Semitism, the insanity of the progressiveness that is taking over our state is already on the other side of it. Joining us now to discuss on the KVI studio line, Spokane City Council Member Jonathan Bingle. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Ari.
Such a pleasure. Now, you called for Mayor Lisa Brown and other city council members to join you in condemning this violent anti-Semitic rhetoric that's happening at city council meetings. And it looks like what we used to see in Seattle when Kishama Sawant was around here. I mean, some of the stuff, the vitriol is disgusting. And I have people from the other side of the state sending me this stuff all the time. But I think the majority of people in Washington don't even know this is going on.
Oh, absolutely. And it all started, so after October 7th, on October 9th, I ran a resolution that was approved 7-0 by our city council that said Israel has a right to exist. Hamas is an evil terrorist organization and should be wiped off the face of the earth. But Jews and Palestinians are welcome in the city of Spokane. And after that happened, I mean, all hell broke loose in the city of Spokane, and all the terrible anti-Semites that are part of the Party for Socialism and Liberation, the Peace and Justice Action League of Spokane, and others like that came out and just started hammering us on the genocidal, Zionist, apartheid government of Israel, and we're supporting genocide. It truly is insane.
Now, let me just make sure I got this right, because you're a city council member and I'm not. So I want to make sure, because I believe you probably understand the scope of your powers and responsibilities. Do you have anything to do whatsoever with U.S. foreign policy?
And not one bit. Not one bit.
Are you sure? Because these people are fighting like you guys do.
Absolutely. No, I am very aware of my circle of power, and it is solely focused on the city of Spokane.
Okay, so just to be clear here, issuing some kind of statement saying, hey, what happened is awful, what happened is terrible, we don't want it to happen again, is one thing. And then you guys calling for a ceasefire has no bearing whatsoever. It's like Chicago calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, not getting a ceasefire in Chicago, right?
Yep.
Unbelievable. So
we actually did have a separate resolution that we ended up running because of the pressure, and I was the only one who voted against it. But it was basically, we all just want world peace. Every human life is valuable, which I don't inherently disagree with any of the statements that were made in the resolution. But the people coming out, and again, the things they just continued to say about Israel, I just wanted in no way to endorse the things they were saying, as they are incredibly violent things that they're saying about Jews in the nation of Israel.
Now, are these people you've seen at other meetings before, activists that keep showing up about whatever the cause du jour is?
Correct. If it's homelessness, if it's crime, if it's drugs, whatever it is, you imagine just the most progressive and unfortunately for us, the most Seattle policies we can think of, they're supporting.
So how about the mayor? Is she caving to this kind of stuff? Is the rest of the city council caving to this kind of stuff? Because in Seattle, it was years where activists show up, they yell and scream, and then all of a sudden things go the activist way. Is it like that, or they're holding firm against this?
I wouldn't say they're holding firm, but I think they're more secretly supporting it. So we had an incident here. We have a rainbow flag painted on one of our crosswalks, and there was some vandalism. And so the mayor and city council members all held press, you know, conferences saying, we condemn this hate. And I said in my statement, thank you so much. This is a good thing to do. Now, will somebody please stand with me and condemn the actual most frequent violent rhetoric we see, and we see it every Monday night?
And they won't say a word about it, which is crazy.
Well, and not only that, I texted all of them individually and said, hey, I have a statement I'm going to be putting out. Would you join me? And they said no. So instead of us putting out a joint statement in, you know, opposing this, it ended up me just saying, somebody please stand with me.
Unbelievable. We're talking with Spokane City Council Member Jonathan Bingle about this rampant vitriolic hatred that is happening at Spokane City Council meetings coming from the people during public comment. I assume this isn't like Parks and Rec, where they're showing up and giving their ideas for The Mandalorian. I assume this is a little bit harsher than that, right?
And not just that, but, you know, I'm a part of a group called Inland Empire for Israel that we started as a result of what was happening here at City Council. And we've had, you know, IDF members coming in. We just had an October 7th survivor come in and share. And these people show up at these events. They block our exits. They're chanting all these kinds of things. It's not just in city council chambers. It goes to wherever we are meeting to learn more about Israel or support Israel. They go everywhere we're going.
Unbelievable. So what's next? Now that they won't do anything about it, now that's clear, their feelings on this. And, sir, let me ask you this. I forgot to ask at the beginning. Are you Jewish?
I am not, no. So, I've been a pastor for the last 17 years. But it was honestly, before October 7th, 9/11 was the worst evil I'd ever seen. And it pales in comparison to what I saw on October 7th. And that kind of evil just cannot be allowed to exist.
See, my friends, take a page out of Councilmember Bingle, who is saying this is wrong. We need to stand against it because he understands, like I understand, that this doesn't end with Israel. These people want the end of the U.S. And I assume these people who are showing up at these council meetings are the same ones who are always pushing anti-American policies, rhetoric, etc.
That's exactly it. You hit the nail on the head. They hate the West. They hate Western civilization. And so they're doing everything they can to destabilize our government, our policies, our history, our heritage. They hate it all.
Well, if you really want to set them off one day, I'm more than happy to come and speak to the Spokane Council out there and have a little fun with them.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Okay. Spokane City Councilmember Jonathan Bingle, thank you for standing strong on principle. Thank you for calling this out, and thank you so much for joining us today. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having me. Thanks, everyone.
Always a pleasure.